This is a UOA on campus production. This podcast was recorded on Kaurna land. We acknowledge the Kaurna people as the original custodians of the land and pay our respects to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples.
You'll want to make a note.
Should you be taking notes or something?
You got a pencil? Write this down, quick.
Why aren't you taking notes?
Write this down.
Aren't you going to write this down?
Did you need me to take notes?
Please take note.
Look at the footnotes.
I should footnote this.
Is there another footnote?
And there's a footnote at the bottom.
Plus footnotes, endnotes, a glossary, and two epilogues.
Find out what it says in the footnote.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Footnotes. We've been so lucky to chat with so many people this year who've shared incredible stories and advice that we decided to turn them into bite-sized footnotes for you to listen to when you need them. We'll be going back and picking out the best bits of our episodes so far. Full episodes will always be linked in the show notes so you can go back and listen to the whole conversation. Today's footnote recounts the stories of some of our students whose O-Week experiences led them to meeting their best friends, their boyfriend and their bandmate. For most of us, O-Week is our first taste of university life. But for many students, it's more than just a chance to get on campus. It's a time where connections are made with new friends, we're starting to get a feel for our degree, or it could even offer a chance meeting and be the beginning of a love story. I wanted to share with you some of the stories our students had to share about the special things that happened to them during their O-Week. We'll start with Teresa, who met her best friends at O-Week.
This is Teresa, and I'm gonna tell you how I met my best friends here on the orientation day. So, as you remember, it was like a general orientation day for trimester students, and we were all international students. I was a bit late because I couldn't find a place. But when I walked in the room, I saw a girl with like kind of like medium length hair, and also another guy with fluffy hairs. And then they seemed really approachable, so I went to them and I joined the tables, and then I just start asking like, oh, where are you guys from? One of them is from the Philippines and the girl is from China. While we went to like tea session, like a break, I met another guy who's from Malaysia, and also some other people from Vietnam. It's like you can literally meet people from around the world during the orientation week. So I just feel like all people seems really lovely, friendly. So I was like, should we exchange our Instagram? And yeah, we did. After that, we went for like a hot pot together. I thought like we may not meet each other anymore, but actually we're still friends until now. We went to Kangaroo Island together. We have so many good memories, and now we are going on our third trimester and we're still really close friends.
Just like Teresa, so many students meet lots of new people and begin friendships at their program talks or faculty events. But when Hannah met Doug at O-Week, it was the start of something more.
It's the start of 2020, and in O-Week, what a fun time. I was at the ice cream social, just there with my sister and a friend. And they were off doing something while I was just standing in the sun peacefully, minding my own business, relaxing. Then some random person comes up and asks, aren't you quite warm standing in the sun? Well, I don't know, I was just enjoying myself, and that person was Doug. Yeah, so we started conversation, talked for quite a few hours in fact, which didn't know where the time went, but also did some interesting activities by like feeding each other ice cream, which was a game that they did at the ice cream social, and doing hula hoop, which was pretty cool. So yeah, we kept on talking and it was kind of nice. And he walked me to the bus stop and we kind of said our goodbyes. Next day, there was the skullduggery ball, I guess, which was another O-Week event. I thought, why not? First year uni, might as well go and make the most of the social events. So I went, and I didn't go with anyone, but I went anyway, brave me. And I saw where I found some people who I knew and met some, talked to other people who I didn't know. Then all of a sudden, I get this person behind me saying, Hannah. And I was turned around and it was Doug. Yeah, I guess we kind of spent the evening, rest of the evening together, and it was pretty cool finding out about each other and how he is in the Army Reserves. It was, I guess, a new experience with uni life. I thought it was pretty cool. That was kind of the start of something 4 years later, I guess, we're still together as I just completed a Bachelor of Health Medical Science, and Doug, he is still completing a Bachelor of Environmental Engineering and I believe Bachelor of Science, so like ecology stuff as well. That was kind of our little story of how we met on O-Week, which is pretty cool.
All sorts of connections can be made at O-Week that are only possible when you're surrounded by people with the same interests as you. For Daisy, that meant meeting a drummer who would go on to become a key collaborator in her band Funky C and a friend in her industry.
Hi, my name's Daisy. I'm currently studying a Bachelor of Music in Jazz Performance in third year. And this is the story about how I met the drummer of my band at O-Week. This was a few years ago now, but I didn't want to go to O-Week. My friends kind of dragged me along with all the hype and the hurrah of the different events going on and that, and I was like, well, I guess I'll just tag along to spend time with my high school mates. And they signed us up for one of the tours, and as the tour was starting in the hub, going around the circle, introducing ourselves and our degree, like what we were going to be studying at the time. And as I introduced myself, saying, hi, my name's Daisy, I'm studying a bachelor's of teaching, because at the time I was doing a teaching degree. Everyone was going around the circle and no one was saying anything remotely similar to me. And I was getting a little bit stressed because I'm like, oh, well, this is supposed to be an opportunity for me to meet someone that I might be studying with. And I haven't found that yet. But then the last person in the group introduced himself. He goes, hi, my name is Max and I'm studying this Bachelor of Teaching with a Music degree. And I just celebrated. I was so excited the fact that I had found someone that was studying the same thing, like even remotely similar to me. And turns out he was a drummer. I play saxophone. We started talking from there. We had all of our classes lined up. We were in the same classes somehow as well, which worked out even better. We helped each other through a lot of different assignments and that as well. At the end of our first year in teaching, we both decided, hey, let's transfer to music full time, which we both did. So now we're doing jazz performance. And then later on, Max decided, hey, I kind of want to start a band. Would you be interested, Daisy? And I said, yes, please. So that was a little side project that we'd started working on together. It was definitely his little band. Then afterwards, we recruited 8 other people to join this band, so a 10-person band, all music students from Adelaide Uni. And then we started doing little gigs here and there, playing to smaller crowds, and then those crowds just got a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. Fast forward, we're still gigging, we're still playing music together, Max and I. If he ever gets an obscure jazz gig, he will send me a message saying, hey Daisy, can you play some saxophone for this? It's great. It's great having him on board, and it's such a funny thing, the fact that just from us awkwardly meeting at a tour group in O Week that we were able to progress as friends together. And now we play in so many bands together.
Take note.
Next time, I promise to read all the footnotes.